Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So listen, he is a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a composer, he's from Birmingham, and he dubs himself an alternative bhangra artist. I'm intrigued. I don't know what an alternative bhangra artist is, but I'm going to ask him. And we've got him up on the show. He's got a brand new track for 2023. So without further ado, make some noise for a man like Raj Kaul. Yes, brother.
How you doing, Akshay? How you doing?
All good, man. You know what? I'm happy to have you up on the show. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Just really busy day today. Vocal practice and bits and bobs and writing a new song as well. So it's been a hectic day today. Crazy day.
Nice, nice. Hey, listen. It's your first time up on the show, Raj, right? And there's a lot of people who probably never heard of you. You know, don't know who you are. So you know what? And you know, and I want to know a little bit about you as well. So you know, before we get into the music, let's find out about you. You know, who is Raj Kaul? You know, where have you come from, and how did you fall into this whole crazy music scene?
So I actually started music in 2009 with Just Wit. This was a song I wrote when I was about 18, but we released it about 10 years later with Just Wit. It was called "Fear Not the Glossy."
Yeah.
So that song was really popular at that time. But then, given time and stuff, I just sort of got out of music with family life and stuff, and just before lockdown, my wife got me back into music. Really, just saying, look, let's try something, and that's when I did Zord. This was actually planned before lockdown, before we knew anything about lockdown, but lockdown gave us that time just to sort of refine the details on it, refine things, go back and forth with the mixing process. And so I've got back into music with Zord, and I've been experimenting since, which is why the title Alternative Bhangra Artist, which is bhangra, but it's alternative in the sense of the music. It's not mainstream. It's not what you're going to hear from like Canada or India, even from the UK. I try to bring as much of my influences into my music as possible.
Yeah.
So it could be R&B, it could be electric, it could be house, it could be rock. So these are the things. So that's what an alternative bhangra artist is, basically.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, after that massive break that you had, because Glossy came out in 2009, and then, you know, your debut single, as it were, came out in 2020 that we just heard, Zord, just now. You know, was it, you know, I mean, music obviously has moved on so much, you know, in those 14 years, right? You know, was it a bit daunting, you know, thinking, oh my God, the minefield of getting back into the game again, you know, how are you feeling?
Absolutely. It was quite, I tell you the most daunting thing, because the music I do is a bit different. Even Saw, which I don't know whether you've played yet, because I've had to put the radio off, so I didn't want to sort of clash it with you, but you played it in the last show. Even Saw, you've got like stuff like drum and bass and stuff in there, and R&B and a bit of trap and stuff in there. So it's, I think the daunting part for me was, will people like what I'm doing? Because this is my passion. I like it.
Yeah.
But will other people like it? So, and with Saar, I've had to go a bit more commercial than I would.
Yeah.
Because I've been experimenting. I've been loading live sessions, loading the tracks. So I think the most daunting thing is that because I'm doing stuff that's a bit out there sometimes, is that going to be sort of accepted by the mainstream?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Yep. So that was probably the most daunting thing coming back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, do you know what? Zord was really well received, which I know you must have been really, really happy with. Now, fast forward to 2023, you're about to drop a new one, right? Because it's not actually officially out till February the 10th. I spun it on my show last week. You know, it got a lot of love. You know, I loved it. You know, you sent it to me a good few weeks back, and, you know, I loved it, man. I absolutely fell in love with the track. And so let's jump into this new one, man. It's called Saar. Big collaboration with Ish Bekta. Do you know what I mean? Talk to me about this track and, you know, how this track was born.
So this is, it's a really interesting story. A lot of, funny enough, a lot of this stems down to lockdown. So we've So Idle Hands, you know, like sort of thing, one of those sort of things. And so what happened in lockdown, there was a social media app called Clubhouse. I don't know if you've heard of it. It became really popular during that time. And so, because no one was, like, everyone was locked in at home, it's like a social media audio platform where you're just talking over the platform. And I got in contact with the inspector. He was in one of the rooms, and he was sort of looking for people to write lyrics for him. And so I got we connected really well. Then we exchanged numbers. Then I started sending him tracks and based on the beats that he sent me. And one of these beats was Sar. So I brought Sar during lockdown, just walking up a road with my wife, because that's what we used to do. By 11 o'clock, we used to go for a walk in the evening. Ish could send me a beat. I'd go for the walk. I'd write the song and compose the song and come back and sort of record it. Record the guide vocal, send it to Ish and see if he liked it or not. So this was one of the songs, and it was played, the initial guide, the demo version, was played in one of these Clubhouse rooms, and it was really, really well received. So, but then because life gets in the way again, Ish got busy with his stuff, I got busy with my stuff, it got sort of left on the side, and then my wife said, look, we really like that track, so let's pick it back up. So I got back in touch with Ish and go, let's finish the track off. And we were just decided whether Ish has it under his name or I have it under mine. So I managed to get it under my name with Ish. And Ish is such a big artist, for those of you who know. He's been in Gully Boy, in Bollywood films, and he's performed with Salil Jahan, and massive in Bollywood. And so for me, it was a bit daunting in the sense of, okay, this guy's such a big artist, I've got to up my game. So far, I had to practice just to get the vocals up to scratch. Like, with my vocal coach, I think I spent a month just refining the vocals, because there's sun gums in there, bring that sweetness in there, because the vocals are quite different to what I've done before. So it was quite a difficult process to get the vocals right with that one. And then we released it. So that's where we are now.
Absolutely, man. What a story, bro. What a story. Do you know what? You know, the more and more I speak to, you know, artists, lockdown, yeah, I was going to say lockdown, you know, has been a blessing in disguise for so many artists, right? You know, because they've had nothing better to do but just be locked in a room and create.
Absolutely.
But listen, Sar isn't officially out until the 10th of February. Okay, so next week it's gonna be out. Are we gonna see a video for this track, Raj?
So we'll have a lyric video for it, because we're independent artists. It comes, like, I'm going to be frank on the show, basically, it becomes of how much income you make. It's like a business as well at the same time. So the maths don't work out doing a big £5,000 budget video. So the lyric video, but there's going to be a lot of micro content, which is what I'm concentrating as an independent artist. A lot of micro content. So basically, micro content, for those of you who don't know, it's just like 15-second videos. So they're still videos, but it's videos on TikTok and video on Reels and video on all these stuff. So it's going to be a lot more of that, a lot more of live stuff around. I'm going to be doing an acoustic set based around Sar as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be just me and my friend Nelson, the guitarist. So that's the vision behind it. That's how we're going forward, because I want to keep it sustainable as well.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So that's the reason why there's not a... Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you know what? And something you touched upon, you know, right now, you know, sometimes, I mean, you don't really need a video in some ways, right? Because social media is such a powerful platform. And like you said, you know, just by pulling out these 15 minutes or 30 second snippets is enough, you know, to generate that interest, you know, piques people's interest, and for them to go and, you know, go and check out the track. So, yeah, no, I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, listen, this track is it's coming out. I mean, we're already, you know, we're only at the beginning of the year right now, Raj. You know, are you already thinking about the next one and the one after that? You know, what's cooking in Raj Gaul's kitchen, man?
Well, there's a Bhangra track I'm working on, which is a bit more like a UK-style Bhangra with a bit of rock in there. But I think that based on the response that I've got from this, I'm working... there's a track already. I've just got the beats ready. The music's all done. I've just got to do the write the lyrics, which is probably today.
Yeah.
So it's exclusive for you. Actually, yes. So I'm going to write that song today. And again, because of the response of Sar, it's that kind of R&B vibe with heavy bass drops and things like that in there. So it was a bit of jazz and blues in there as well. So the way the scale is, it's like a jazzy, bluesy scale on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that hopefully that'll be next.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait, man. We're going to watch this space. And you know what? We love everything that you do. We're going to keep on supporting. We're going to keep having you back up on this show, Raj. Lots of love to you, man. Listen, bro, first time up on my show, right? And I ain't letting you just kind of walk away just like that and go, yes, later, Akshay, man. No, my friend, all right? Before we drop, sir, all right? I'd love it, man. I love it for you to just hit us up with a couple of lines, man, before we get into the track.
Absolutely, bro, absolutely. Yaad teri jad aundi soniye saans de ruk jande ne yaad teri jad aundi soniye saans de ruk jande ne ishq ni tera ਸਾਡੀ ਜਾਨ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਏ ਦੂਰੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕਰਦੀ ਏ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਲੈ ਰਾਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰੀਆਂ ਸਾਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਰੁਕ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ
ਥੈਂਕਸ ਫੋਰ ਗੋਡ ਬਲੈਸ ਯੂ
ਲੇਡੀ ਜੈਮਨ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਸ ਰਾਜ ਕੋਲ ਐਂਡ ਥਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸਾਹ
ਅਕਸ਼ੈ ਵਿਦ ਡੈਜ਼ੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਸਬਰਸ ਰੇਡੀਓ